Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Stonem. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. John Stonem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonem hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Stonham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Faber. Crosetti moves to third. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosetti scores. McFadden moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McFadden scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig catches it and steps on first to double up Haas. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Stonham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Faber fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Faber. Chapman moves to third. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-0 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Chapman throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Kress for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Earl Webb pinch hits for Red Faber. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-2 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-2 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0-2 in the game. Stoneham hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renza. The throw from Berry and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Kress moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-3 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 0-for-3 in the game. Stonham hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Haas reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Renza hits a line drive into left field. Swanson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swanson. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Farrell now playing second base. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5. And Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.